Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to this conference where we are going to go through the processes from de-alcoholization, the different R&Ds and everything to guide you to a final result from a simple idea. I'm Silvia Cedeño Daguerre. I'm the managing director of BEPZERO. For any of you that don't know that who's BEPZERO is a company with more than 30 years of experience in de-alcoholization that started in California. And we have nowadays three different bases in Santa Rosa, South Africa, and Spain. I've been also joining the company since 10 years ago, and I would like to share in this little space, some of the most important points that we think that a person that wants to start a business in the alcoholization or start a product can have in mind, like as the most important. So first of all, like I said previously, we are a leader company that we have more than 30 years of experience. We have these different facilities. And for us, it's super important, the quality. You know that when we are talking about low and no alcohol products, it's super important the quality of this, of the whole process, because they are really sensitive products that they can have re-fermentations, they can have evolution. And always we've been focused in increasing that quality from all the points of view. So how is it going to work, this process? Okay, I want to do it like really graphic and really easy in order that from where I can start my business, my product, how can I develop the idea that I had? So this is going to be different. We are going to separate in different points. So let's start with like, I'm going to have idea. Okay. What kind of idea I want to develop? You know that nowadays we have a lot, a different bunch of different products, like, we can have white wines, red wines, rosés, beverage based in wine, no low spirits. I mean, a lot of different products. So we have to have really clear when someone is coming to us, the first thing that we like to ask is what you want to do, you know, where you are going to be. And it's probably, you know, that kind of customer, they don't know still that they want to do it. So we like to guide them, you know, about why they have, you know, in their mind, in their winery, or even if they don't have a winery, what can be useful for them. For example, one of the tips that I like to share, you know, it is like most of the products that we make, it's like white sparkling, okay? And that is going to be, you know, like more for sure that something is going to work, is something easy that we are going to develop. And from there to I would say that maybe the most difficult product that we can develop is like a really red high quality wine, because it needs a biggest R&D, you know, from the beginning. Okay. I didn't mention, but I'm winemaker and I'm agricultural engineer. Sorry. So, in this session also, I will tell you that the most important, product or ingredient in this kind of products is the base wine. Okay. So until, you know, maybe 5 years ago, all the wineries, they were sending, you know, the words that they have in the winery. And of course, I mean, if you have a bad product from the beginning, you know, the result is not going to be good. So it's super important to understand that that kind of wine that I'm going to use, it needs to have certain characteristics in order that we develop a really good quality product at the end, okay? Because if we start with a bad quality product, the result is not going to be good. So once that we know, you know, for example, let's take, you know, the idea that maybe we make a white sparkling, okay? you contact us, okay? And you can choose other companies. There are many different services. There are other companies, but I have to say that in Europe, and in the States, South Africa, we are leaders in this kind of services because we have a lot of experience, and that not everyone has this experience, you know. And not only developing a product, not only developing a brand. So we work. We are super lucky. I consider that we are super lucky because we work with different regions in the world. We work with different wines and with different wine makers, and that's what made us have such experience, okay? And that's super important. So after I have my idea, you contact us. Okay, we set a meeting, okay? What are we going to make in that first meeting, okay? So we try to understand what you want to develop, you know, and it's really difficult, you know. It's I like to put the example, you know, what kind of white wine is good for you, and that same wine, it can be really bad for other person. For example, if I'm drinking always like a Verdejo, and then I try a Fino from Jerez, it's really different. So it's really important to understand the necessities, the idea, and what you are looking for. I mean, I'm going to insist, and I'm going to repeat this a lot, because it's super important to understand what our customers want. So with experience, we are able to show our customers what we can do. For example, I mean, in that first session, if you don't have really clear what you want to develop, what we are going to do, we are gonna show you some products that we made in order that you can have an idea. But if you have it really clear, and for example, you have a winery, we have to be really conscious about that we have some tools, you know, and we cannot ask a winery that is making a Tempranillo. We cannot ask them, you have to develop a great Merlot, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. So knowing that base, if you are coming from a winery and you have some tools, and for example, you have like a standard wine that it's reflecting your brand, we are going to try to work first of all with that, because sometimes we have really good surprises and that product is perfect for the alcoholization. But if not, I mean, it's really difficult that always is perfect that base product. So what we try to do is try to adapt that kind of wines for the process that we are going to make. Okay, and if you are a winery and or you don't, you know, and you want to select that wine, we can talk to the winemakers and we can tell them that you are gonna de-alcoholize and that you want to make the winery these different processes in order that we can get a really good result. So once that we have this first meeting, so where we are going to define, it's going to be a white, sparkling. We talk a little bit about the labeling, because that's really important too, because nowadays the definition of the products, it's really, I would say, complicated, you know, and trying to explain that to our customers sometimes is difficult, because nowadays the legislation is not made for no and low alcohol products. So we try to explain then what can mean like a de-alcoholized wine, partial de-alcoholized wine. It can be a beverage based in the alcoholized wine. So many, many different kind of products. But for example, I mean, we have many times the limitation of the marketing part of the company, and they tell us, no, 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 it has to be a wine. You know, it has to be the alcoholized wine. So knowing that, the way that we are going to develop that product is going to be different if it is a beverage. So here, for me, is one of the most important part in developing a non-alcoholic wine, is the base wine. As I say, we have many different wines, and every wine it's being elaborated in a different way. You know, what does this mean? It's not the same. If I want to create a Crianza Reserva, that if I want to create a champagne, or I want to create a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, okay? The way of elaboration, even from the vineyard, you know, when I talk to the people, to the university, you know, and I like, we like from our company, we are in continuous contact with universities in all our R&D projects. I like to talk to the viticulture section, and they are super accepting, you know, when I tell them, you know, for creating a Dialc wine, you have to work from the vineyard, you know, because you don't grow the same way when you want to create a, I don't know, like a really grand chateau, blah, 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 that when you want to create a really fast, I don't know, Tempranillo from the year, or Irene from the year, that is going to be in the market in 2 months. It's completely different. So, for example, when we talk about the alcoholizing, the way that they have to treat that vineyards, the way that they have to work in the winery is going to be different, okay? And that's something basic to obtain a really good result. So once that we have our idea, we know the kind of product that we are going to make, we select our wine, we are going to create a developing session, okay? What are we doing in our developing sessions? We create, we sit in a table, okay, in our facilities, so in California, in Spain, in South Africa, with our customers, and we taste, okay? And we create, we blend, and we taste that wine that we select to see, I mean, how is the acidity? How is the sugar? Do you want to make it sparkling? And we share with our customers all that kind of ideas in order that we can focus in that product that we are going to create. And we can modify it, or we can even sometimes, I mean, we choose a wine and we realize that we have to trick it too much, you know, and then we said, I mean, this is nonsense, so let's select another kind of wine. Okay, I mean, we are, from our company, we are super conservative in order that everything that we make, we try to be that is as natural from the original product as we can. This means that if I'm taking, for example, from the acidity point of view, if I'm taking a wine that it's got like 7 grams of acidity, and we have to add maybe too much sugar, or we have to deacidify, what we try to make is just selecting another wine, you know, that it's riper or with other characteristics. And now we are going to de-alcoholize. Bebsero, I mean, I'm super proud to be in this company because we develop and we create different technologies. We are a company that is offering the first service of de-alcoholization, but we create, with our knowledge and the support of engineering companies, different technologies that is going to increase the quality of the product. Tomorrow we are giving another session where I'm going to go more in deep about the de-alcoholization techniques, and how does it been developing. But I mean, just like quickly, I'm going to explain you how it's working, the system that we have. So the system, the last system that we created is called ClearAlc, okay? It's being created in Spain in an engineering company called Tomsa. And it's based in vacuum distillation. We have three different columns filled with packing material, where we have different points of extractions of the essence. What is the essence? The essence is the volatiles of a wine that we are able to separate, not just one component like we made with other technologies, like our old one that is Colo or the spinning cone. With this system, we are able to select different extracts and different different aromatic parts from different points of the technology. So that is going to make the product different from the rest of the technologies. We have different sizes. It's everything in one pass. So we are obtaining in one pass the alkalized wine, a spirit, and aromas. And it can be up to 3,000 liters per hour. And it's super, it's got a lot of care with the wine, okay? So the temperatures, they are not going up of 40 degrees in comparison with, you know, the spinning cone that it can be up to 52. And it's the best technology and the latest that you can find in the market. And then we will go, I mean, in our company, we offer the service of bottling. We created this like 2-3 years ago because we, like I said, from our company, the most important is offering a complete service for our customers. And we were finding, you know, that you like to have everything in the same point. So we create, even that right now we don't have a bottling facility in our facility, we have partners, you know, and that we select through a really high street quality control where we bottle the product of our customers. We have a project management completely since we finished the de-alcoholization, the formulation, and then this trip to the bottling facility and the bottling. And it's super complex. I mean, if any of you it has been work in the bottling part, I mean, all the selecting the raw material like the bottles, the labels, corks. I mean, it's super complex. And for us, one of the most important. One of the most important parts is the sterile part of the process, because no and low alcohol wines, they are super sensitive to re-fermentations, to oxidations, and we have to focus in that quality control. It's gonna be really, really, really strict. In order that you make an idea, I mean, when we bottle a product one day, that product is going to be like 3 days in quarantine until we have the results from the laboratory, when we are going to find that microbiology is zero and that it tasting good. And if we are not sure if that is not going to be good, I mean, we are not going to put that in the market. And that's something really complicated because unless, you know, in Spain, in France, people is used to bottle standard wines, but the alk wines, it's really, really complicated because all of this that I'm sharing with you today, I mean, you need another kind of protocols and another kind of analysis that is going to make your product feasible, okay? So, I mean, that's all from our side. And I mean, I invite you to contact us. And if you want to learn anything else from us, I mean, you can write to us. Okay, thank you very much. So I don't know if we have any questions. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, with the temperatures for your new dealkalizer, you said it doesn't go as high as 40. What is the lowest temperature you can de-alkalize that?
Yes, that 40 degrees.
40
degrees. Lower than that, physically, it's impossible, okay? Because you need a parameter of pressure and temperature and the speed of the product that is going through the technology. I'm working with our engineering companies. We try going lower, but then you cannot extract the whole quantity of alcohol. When I'm talking about 40 degrees, I want to focus that it's for wines that they are going to be 0.008004, sure. For example.
Okay. What about 0.05?
Sorry?
What about 0.5?
Oh, for 0.5, it would be lower. It's going to be lower. It could be like maybe 35, 36. We can go to that temperature.
Thanks.
Yes.
Hi. Does your system work for beer as well?
No. I mean, in Spain, we have a facility where we are working just for wine. And in the States and South Africa, they're working just for wines. They are making sometimes cider in South Africa. But at the moment, we are not in the beer world. Yeah.
You said that the process from the very start from the vineyards has to be slightly different from standard alcohol wine. What exactly are you looking for from the growers to be different?
Yes. So I would say, I mean, understanding the whole process of the alcoholization, what are we going to make? What is happening, you know, into the wine, it is like we are going to concentrate all my parameters except alcohol and sulfur. Okay, so I have to think, so what do my wine needs? Okay, and that would be, we need a original wine that is not going to be super concentrated. Okay, so thinking that it's not going to be super concentrated, maybe what I would try to make from the vineyard is creating a kind of a pruning system or guiding or different techniques that it's going to give us maybe higher production, you know, but lower concentration, for example. I mean, but there are many, I'm trying to work with the university in seeing what kind of parameters could help us from that point of view. But one of the main ones is that.